here, the rowdies went there, they kicked the ball around. The rowdies went here, the rowdies went there, then they fall on the ground.
Oh, the rowdies, the rowdies, the rowdies are
picking the grass.
Here's another reason why WYSL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WYSL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer Mr. Zero Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons Pittsford and brought to you by the following sponsors, the Rochester Rhinos, and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, The Soccer Shack, Dr. Frank Grayson Chiropractor, Faber Homes, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, New Way Auto Parts, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park, presented by Kodak. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to a special edition of Soccer Kick in the Grass. This is Joe Sirianni, and tonight we are broadcasting live from the Italian-American Sports Club at the kickoff dinner for the Western New York Flash. We'll be speaking to members of Flash, including the first radio interview with five-time FIFA Player of the Year, Marta. Andrew Battisti is off this week, but we are very happy to welcome back to the area where the man who started soccer kicking the grass in 1994, and the one and only Charlie Shano, is the one that introduced me to all this. And Charlie, welcome back.
Well, Joe, it's great to be here, and it's just very exciting here at the Italian American Sports Club on Buffalo Road, because the place is packed, over 240 people here, many people trying to get in, breaking through the door. But it's just great to be here, and we've met Joe Salen, the owner of the Flash, and we've met so many of the wonderful players of the Flash we'll be talking to later. Pat Ercoli is here. Quite a few of the old Lancers are here. Coach Pat Ercoli, Coach Sal DeRosa, Omero Paris, Mauro Felipe. I mean, it's just like an old homecoming week, Joe.
Well, Charlie, you know, one of the things that is amazing for me is that the number of girls that are over here to meet the girls that are playing soccer in Rochester, and amongst them, you know, for all the people that really, you know, have any doubts, we have the best the best woman player in the world, Marta, five-time FIFA player of the world.
Well, I think she's one of the greatest players in the world, Joe, but you got to understand she's surrounded by so much talent. I mean, Christine Sinclair, the great Sager from Sweden. It's unbelievable. Bach, they don't even mention Bach, and I think she's one.
And Morgan.
Morgan, and just a talent. It's a wonderful group of players that Joe Salen and the staff have put together, and they deserve all the credit in the world. We're seeing first-class women's soccer, international soccer, soccer stars here in Rochester, and this is a long tradition going way back to the Rochester Lancers, it goes back and on and on and on, the Rhinos. And of course, Pat, Ercoli is very proud. They won their first game at home. The Rhinos did. So it's a great time to be a soccer fan and to be a fan in Rochester. And Rochester will be supporting this team 100%.
Well, actually, the place that they broke a jinx, you know, that they had for many years, because they never won the home opener.
The Rhinos, Joe. The Rhinos.
The Rhino, exactly. So, and... you know, I'm very happy for the Rhinos, and they had a great crowd. But the reality of the thing, Charlie, is that when you talk about soccer, as we know soccer, you know that this new team that plays in Rochester, the Flash, and that's what it's all, tonight is all about. We're going to talk about them. We're going to have live interviews with them. We're going to ask them questions. You get to know them, and maybe if you get curious and you go to Salem Stadium and support this team, because they need your support, and they need for people to come and cheer them on.
Well, I'll tell you, Joe, right now they've got to start putting reservations in for May 22nd, because May 22nd the Flash play the Magic Jack with Abby Wambach, and I predict they'll do over 10,000-12,000. So if you want to get in, you better order your tickets now, because I just talked to a couple of people from the Flash office. The tickets are going hot and heavy. If you want to be there to see Abby take on Marta, what a match that's going to be, Joe.
Well,
It's got to be fantastic.
Charlie, I tell you, you know, I've been always, and I am a fan of everyone back. You and I go back for a long, long time when she was playing with the Ravens, but now she's playing on the higher level. But after seeing personal Martha, you know, these two women that are terrific, I think they rank number one, both of them.
Well, you know, you got to understand, Abby's a striker. She's up front. She's strong in the air. Marta is an attacking midfielder who can play the recess forward. And she sets up plays that are unbelievable, Joe. And she sneaks in from the withdrawn position on the forward line. It's just delight to watch both of those play because their style is completely different. But if you love soccer and love sports, these are two of the greatest athletes in the world, and they're going to be playing here in Rochester. Rochester is indeed blessed, I got to tell you, Joe.
Well, not only that, Charlie, but the next week they're going to have, at this place over here, they're going to have another event for the Ravens of Rochester owned, Doug Miller owned team right here. So when you talk about soccer and you talk about a city, Rochester's blessed, just like you said, with two professional teams and one amateur team. You know, so can you imagine that? I mean, the reality of the thing, many people do not understand and do not comprehend the effect of all this.
Well, the impact is fantastic, Joe, because the young players who want to see and participate and get to know, young women especially, who want to be professional players or go to college, you got to come and watch these girls because they are the best of the world, the creme de la creme. And it's just, we are indeed fortunate. And fans, you've got to get out there and support this team because they're here and we want to keep them here.
Well, you know, the Flash, of course, they won on Friday at the Selden Stadium, a 3-1 score. And so they're gonna be playing this coming Friday against the Boston. So you need to be there. And now, of course, on the 22nd, just like you said, AB Wambach's going to be coming home. And what a game this is going to be.
Oh, it's going to be fantastic, Shio. Just great. And every seat in this sports club is taken. And we'll be right after the break, I guess we'll be talking to Pat Erkley, one of the leaders of the Rhinos team, and now he's out of the coaching line and in the executive position. I'll be able to tease him for a while, let him know what it's like to have to pay the bills just handle everything else.
Well, so, we'll be right back with more Soccer Kick in the Grass live from the Italian American Sports Club in Western New York. Special kickoff dinner on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WYSL and live on web at soccerskickinthegrass.com. Be right back.
Hi, this is Ashlyn Harris, and you're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The one place in town to get all your gear is the Soccer Shack. The Soccer Shack on Monroe Avenue. Shoes, balls, goalkeeper equipment, referee supplies, the best selection in town. All of the name brands. Fans, the widest and the best selection of jerseys in Western New York is at the Soccer Shack. National team, EPL, MLS, and more. The Soccer Shack, 2298 Monroe Avenue, 244-1460.
Hello, I'm Dr. Frank Grayson of Grayson Chiropractic in Brighton with a message to fans and athletes. At Grayson, our focus is to evaluate, recommend, and treat pain and discomfort caused by strenuous training and competition. Emergencies are seen right away at Grayson, and we accept most insurance plans. When you're in pain and need care, call me, Dr. Frank Grayson, chiropractor, at 271-6080. We work hard to make you feel better.
Watch the sparks fly as Rochester enters the highest level of women's professional soccer in the world with the Western New York Flash. Starring five-time FIFA Player of the Year, Marta. Ball girl opportunities, season, and group ticket specials online at WNYFlash.com. Strike it big with Marta and the Flash. Get struck.
Come see the Flash at Salem Stadium this Friday at 7:30 against the Boston Breakers. The Western New York Flash, experience the best.
New Way Auto Parts, with six locations in the Rochester area, is your full-service auto parts store, servicing both wholesale and retail customers. New Way Auto Parts is the first choice for local repair shops and dealers for over 50 years. Shop where the pros do at New Way Auto Parts. Go to HanAuto.com or the Frontier pages for more information, addresses, and phone numbers. That's HANAuto.com for New Way Auto Parts.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at Salvatore's.com and our hotline, 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
The Rochester Rhinos are ready for action in their 16th season. The Rhinos' next home match is Saturday, May 14th at 7 p.m. against Barracuda FC. 2011 Rhinos season tickets can be purchased at the Salem Stadium box office or by calling the Rhinos at 454-KICK. Single game tickets and group sale discounts are available. Get the complete 2011 schedule by visiting the Rhinos website at rhinosoccer.com. Be at the heart of the Rhinos action at Salem Stadium all season long.
Soccer is a kick in the grass.
Well, we're back here at the Italian American Sports Club, and with us is the godfather, the owner of Salem's Meat Products out of Buffalo, and he's got a great product and is on the shelf. But I tell you, the product he brought to Rochester with this international talent is just spectacular. And I've been around, folks, North American Soccer League. We played against Pelé and Canadia and Beckenbauer. But if you're going to match talent for talent, this team that Joe Salen has brought to Rochester is just unbelievable. Joe, on behalf of all the fans in Rochester, and I know that you haven't got them in the stadium yet, but believe me, I believe you'll get them. Congratulations. You've done a magnificent job.
Well, thank you very much. The staff has done a wonderful job, as you mentioned, getting people, players from wide range of countries, and they've gelled together very well as a team. Played four games, won three, and tied one. But you know, it takes a bit when latecomers come in. Marta was a little late coming in with some immigration issues, but she's come into the fold and adds a tremendous. After all, she's five-time Player of the Year in the women's game. But the team is strong even without Marta, so we're very, very pleased with the way things have gone.
We watched Christine Sinclair. She played for the Canadian national team, and she is just a fantastic goal scorer. She's always in the right spot at the right time. Her timing is perfect with Marta playing the recess forward. It's just what a great duo. And then again, I love the Seeger in the back. She is a great holding midfielder. I just love this team that you have, Joe. It's fantastic.
Well, we're very deep as well, because just starting this week now, we have national team call-ups as there's preliminary games and tournaments, getting friendlies, getting ready for a World Cup this year. So each team in WPS is affected to varying degrees by the call-ups for national teams, and we're no exception. So we've had to have, consequently, we have to have a very deep team as well.
Yeah, well, you do. You have the talent.
Oh, yeah, we've got quality from top to bottom.
And you've got a great coaching staff, too, by the way.
Yeah, they've done a very good job. Aaron and Scott and Emma Hayes, they all work together to put the team together during the off season. We were an expansion team, but came with a pretty good organization in the W League in 2009 and 2010.
Well, that's, you know, we've been, when I first started this show way back when, 1994, Joe, It was kind of we're just breaking into soccer. It was coming back slowly after the North American Soccer League demise. And we knew that soccer was going to come back and rebound, but you should be very proud of what you've accomplished to date, because it really is fantastic. And I'm an old hand at this, so I've been through a lot of years of soccer, and your accomplishments so far are unbelievable. But I'm just looking forward to when Abby comes to town, because I'm telling you, Joe, you're going to draw over 10,000 for that game.
Well, I hope so. It's going to be an exciting night, that's for sure,
yeah.
Because they... That team from Florida, and the Western New York Flash in the early going, and they're the two top teams. So that's going to be an early season showdown.
But a showcase game, buddy.
Oh, yeah.
Mr. Sullivan, I just, you know, the league is so dependent on the success of the Flash, because going back many, many years ago, we too, you know, the Rochester Lancers saved the league in the North American Soccer League. And it seems to me that you did the same thing with the Women Professional League, because without the Flash, they would not have been in existence with five teams. So how do you see the league stability for years to come?
Well, number one, it's like any other business. You have to have the revenue sufficient and to overcome your costs and control costs. We're still working on the business model, because unfortunately the women's game, and no matter, this goes for soccer, basketball, you name it, the women's game is not as widely accepted as the men's game. So there's the financial challenges that are involved there. And it's still a work in progress. But as I say, all costs have to be looked at. It has to be somewhat on a regional basis. That right now, pretty much the teams are concentrated, with the exception, obviously, of Florida, up in the Northeast, and that helps with travel costs. And we need to get more teams into the league, and in order to do that, we have to have the right business model for it to make financial sense for any potential investor.
That's a great approach, Joe, by the way. Yeah. Good.
The approach that you're using, of course, there is so much dependent upon your involvement with the league, because you are sponsoring, you are one of the key owner of, you know, of the whole league. So from my perspective, I think that your involvement with the league and your involvement with the team and the success of the Flash, of course, is going to play a big impact on the success of the league.
Oh, yeah, because we have a bit of a different business model with the Flash. As you mentioned, I own Salem Packing Company out of Buffalo, New York, and Rochester is just a relatively short distance away, and we want to expand our market for our meat products here. So there's a synergy that's involved with our meat products, our sports park, as well as the Flash. So it's all part of the Salem brand, and we have a unique model or setup in that regard, in that we're able to market a number of different products here, if you will, the Flash being one of them, and that's what we're trying to do on an efficient and effective basis here.
Well,
so I got to run.
Joe, go ahead. We're going to get some of the players.
Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot for being with us.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Well, folks, that was Joe Salen, the owner and the organizer of the Flash, and he's done a tremendous job. They're about to start serving the meal here. So we're kind of excited about all of this, and shortly we'll be having some of the players come over, and we'll be getting them over. And of course, some of the we'll have Pat Erkley from the Rochester Rhinos. He should be joining us shortly. Of course, we'll be talking to Dick Howard later, Mr. Zero, and we're just very excited to talk to Dick. We haven't seen him since the Lancer reunion dinner.
No, Dick Howard this week is completely off of it. Here comes Pat Erkley. Dick has got the week off because he was busy. So, we're going to concentrate mainly on the Flash.
We're live, and here with us is the good-looking young executive of the Rochester Rhinos. And I've been waiting to get him over here because, you know, when he was a player and now he was a coach, he never had to worry about making payroll.
But now he's
got to make payroll. So now he knows what the cross, like carrying the cross. Hey, Pat, welcome to the show. I'm back just to talk to you.
You're back. That's great to see
I'm only back for tonight, though.
I said, you look great. You really do. I'm glad to see that.
Well, Pat, for a while I was worried that because I couldn't find you, but, you know, but now I'm glad that you're here, so... welcome to Soccer Kick. Welcome to Soccer Kick in the
Grass. You know, everything is so crazy here
tonight. It's a red card. Give him a red card.
Yeah. I'm going to get a red card and run out
pull
of the place.
The red card.
Hey, Pat. So, hey, a win. A great win to the home season. Isn't that wonderful a way to start?
It is. I mean, and that's what I've been hearing. Obviously, you know, winning the first game is always key, and that hasn't happened, as a matter of fact, since 04 when I was coaching. So it's a good thing. Even though Bob wasn't too happy with the team's performance, you know, the bottom line is a win is a win.
No, I'm an usher at Holy Cross, and this English soccer fan comes by me Sunday morning, 8 o'clock, and says, a win is a win, Charlie. I said, you're absolutely right. And he said it so bad. A win is a win. And you can't always, it can't always be beautiful. It's just as long as you win, and
exactly.
You play your heart out. And the kids did that, and you got to be good. Proud of them.
And you know, with the 2-week layoff and having to go up against Charleston, one of the best teams in the league,
Yeah. It's
not always easy to do when you've been off for 2 weeks and they've been playing every week. So,
yeah, so it's good, Pat. And Bernie Iacovangelo is being introduced right now. but then we're going to have some fun. But Pat, listen, tell us a little bit about the team, about the Rhinos.
Well, you know, we added a lot of dynamic players up top, so we wanted to be more exciting, especially with teams that we're very familiar with Richmond and Charleston, and teams that are solid defensive teams. They're hard to break down. We thought it was important to get some faster players, some more dynamic players, and I think we've accomplished that. You know, obviously still the earlier part of the season, so we feel that through the course of the summer, obviously we'll get better as a team.
Yeah.
But we also feel the players that we've added that will help us get deeper into the Open Cup. That was very important for us to do this coming season.
Right. Well, you know, the Open Cup is something I always advocated, and when we were in the North American Soccer League, I could never convince our partners that the Lancers and the Cosmos and all of us should be in the Open Cup. But I think it's very, very important that we are in the Open Cup and we participate. I think it's important. It's part of the soccer family. You know?
It is great that, you know, you have MLS and you have all the best teams participating.
Yeah.
And you also have the amateur team.
Yeah, that's what's so exciting. Yeah. Amateurs get a chance to play against pros, and it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. And,
you don't like to lose to them.
No, it's awful if you do. But, I mean, it's something that I always advocated. And they lost everybody.
I know, but obviously it's come full circle. And
yeah.
Your hard work has come along.
Yeah. Well, listen, Pat, we want to thank you for being here. We got a pretty young lady.
I know,
who's
she's beating me out here.
No, hey, you know what, Pat? I want to be their trainer and you should be the coach.
Yeah.
You know,
Pat, Joe keeps on saying he wants to be a volunteer trainer for the players.
I do it for nothing.
I hope she understands that I was probably her age when I started.
I know.
Oh, I said this is a silly group here, so you have to understand. We've been around for years.
So, guys, thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Oh, Pat, good luck.
Enjoy the night.
And I still remember that great goal you scored in indoor soccer. Oh, the scissor kick against the Philadelphia.
Philadelphia Kickers,
yeah. Oh, yeah. You were playing for the New York Arrows and the old the old indoor soccer.
Oh, yeah.
We played.
Yeah,
that was great stuff, Pat.
I was talking to somebody this past week about it that used to play in the league, and I didn't know who he was until we started talking. He's an agent now. So.
Yeah, but that was a magnificent scissor kick.
Small circle.
And I was there and I saw it. Not in Philadelphia. Great
thank you,
class.
I appreciate it. Enjoy yourself.
Thank
Pat,
you so
all
much.
The best. Pat Erkley, folks.
Okay. And now, Charlie, I tell you one thing. We're going from a guy that we've known for a long, long time.
We're going from the beast of beauty.
From the beast of beauty. We got with us Gemma Davidson, and, you know, she's wears number 16 on the field. She's one of the many favorite players that I have for the Western New York Flash. And Gemma, welcome to Soccer Kick in the Grass.
Hi, how you doing?
Good,
thanks
you.
Well, Gemma, it's kind of exciting here tonight. I mean, it's a little bit wild, you know, and the sound of it, so bear with it. But this town loves soccer, and to have you playing here and having all the other fine athletes you have, I mean, tell me what it's like to be playing with all those international players that are here.
This team is stacked. This team is an unbelievable team. It's got a great team. We have a great team spirit here. You know, I've played on a few teams in the past, but this has got to be one of the best teams I've played on, with a huge team spirit. And some of the players and the caliber of players that we have on this team is, you know, I can't even explain it. It's great to train with these girls every day. They're nice people. The coaches are nice people. The whole organization is absolutely brilliant.
Well, watching your games and seeing the cohesiveness of the play and the balance that the team affects is really fascinating to watch. The 45 minutes just goes goes by in a flash because there are not too many mistakes, not too many giveaways. The possession of the ball is well. The passing is excellent. And you're a very good defender, too, by the way, buddy. I got to say that. Where'd you learn your game?
I'm from London, England. I grew up playing for Arsenal Football Club, which is one of the best soccer teams in Europe. The top team in England in the Premier League right now. And that's where I grew up playing my soccer. So, and in terms of this team, well, obviously I've already said how good the players are here and the soccer that we play. We're encouraged to keep the ball on the floor, how modern day soccer should be played. I think women's soccer will always be compared to men's, and men's soccer is very much ball on the floor play, and we're encouraged to do that, and I think the girls are really good.
Well, it's obvious you build from the back, and the passing is excellent. It's not the ball going ping-pong type of basketball, but going back and forth, the long passes go erratic. But this is it's lovely to see the build-up. You're a delight to interview because you know the game. And she reminds me of Peter Short. Peter Short was a great player, played for the Lancers.
He was
a sweeper and just a great guy.
Let me tell you, I just want to ask you, playing with Martha, a lot of people, Martha got a reputation being the best player in the world. No, not the reputation. She is the best player in the world. How does it feel to play with her?
She is phenomenal. She is. You do not see players like her. I've never seen a female player like her before. She is, I think, one of the closest things you'll see to a male soccer player. She's so dynamic. She's so agile. She's got an amazing technical ability, which you would expect from someone like Brazil. And it's an absolute pleasure to play with her. Yeah, I mean, you're only going to learn things from playing with someone like that. And she makes you laugh when she plays. She's very,
Well, you have two other players that don't get the headlines that I just love to watch. Or Seager, is that a
Dasa?
Oh, what a good holding midfielder she is. And Bach, I remember Bach playing for Notre Dame and played for the national team. Just an excellent player, possession of the ball and cool and calm and confident. It must be a delight to play with all these different players.
As a forward, as a right winger, there's nothing better than getting the ball to your feet. And I think those two, I think they work really well together. You have Brittany Bock. She's feisty. She'll win the ball for you. She can play the game as well. She's very, and then you have Sager, who can keep the ball and she keeps it on the floor. She likes to combine with other players, and it's so good to watch. And I think that's why I think people love to come and watch us, because we do play. As you've said, you love to come and watch us play because it's great to watch it, So every single player on the team can play, and those two are exceptional.
Well, folks, too bad this game is on television, because she's also very beautiful.
They're all beautiful.
And we are broadcasting. We're going to have this on video, so you'll know. We're going to get you a copy of it. Okay?
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for having me.
All the best.
Nice to have you on. And we'll be right back with more Soccer and Kicking the Grass, live from the Italian American Sports Club. We're honoring the flesh tonight, a beautiful dinner put up by Bernie Iacovangelo. And we'll be right back with more Soccer and Kicking the Grass.
Hi, Dick Howard, a very interested listener always at WYSL, and I get my kicks in the grass courtesy of Joe Siriani.
Your local sports leader.
You're listening to WYSL1040.com on the web.
FM 92.1
and News Power 1040 WYSL Avon Rochester.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park, presented by Kodak, is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's The Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Ravens, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
Is your family growing and it's time to move up to your next home? You can afford to build your next home. Why buy an existing house with someone else's problems when a new construction Faber home will be built to suit your style and your needs? Faber homes are in communities with good schools, parks, and the conveniences your family needs. Visit a Faber Homes model today at Berkshire Park in Henrietta, and coming soon, Regency Park in Greece. Give Faber Homes a call today at 359-4800 or visit FaberHomes.com for homes starting at $139,900. Faber Homes, great homes, great price.
Watch the sparks fly as Rochester enters the highest level of women's professional soccer in the world with the Western New York Flash. Starring five-time FIFA Player of the Year, Marta. Ball girl opportunities, season, and group ticket specials online at WNYFlash.com. Strike it big with Marta and the Flash. Get struck.
For tickets, call the Flash at 716-655-PLAY or the Rhinos at 454-KICK. The Western New York Flash, experience the best.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
The one place in town to get all your gear is the Soccer Shack. The Soccer Shack on Monroe Avenue. Shoes, balls, goalkeeper equipment, referee supplies, the best selection in town. All of the name brands. Fans, the widest and the best selection of jerseys in Western New York is at the Soccer Shack. National team, EPL, MLS, and more. The Soccer Shack, 2298 Monroe Avenue, 244-1460.
The Rochester Rhinos are ready for action in their 16th season. The Rhinos' next home match is Saturday, May 14th at 7 p.m. against Barracuda FC. 2011 Rhinos season tickets can be purchased at the Salem Stadium box office or by calling the Rhinos at 454-KICK. Single game tickets and group sale discounts are available. Get the complete 2011 schedule by visiting the Rhinos website at rhinosoccer.com. Be at the heart of the Rhinos action at Salem Stadium all season long.
Soccer is a kick in the grass.
And we're back with Soccer Kick in the Grass here in the Italian American Sports Club, honoring the Flash from Western New York. And we are so packed over here in the noise, and they have a presentation right now. So we're going to make quick because we got Beverly Goldman with us tonight. And Beverly, welcome to Soccer Kick in the Grass.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. Beverly, you know, you're... You're at the University of Miami, and you play that midfield, and you got some awfully good talent next to you all the way around. Just tell us what it's like. How do you like playing professional soccer here in Rochester?
I love it. This is my second year in the league. My first year I played with Washington Freedom, and this my second year I played with Western New York Flash. This is definitely the best team I've ever been a part of. Day in and day out, it's competition for a spot. It's been a ton of fun. Just competitiveness is extremely high, so I really enjoyed it.
Well, we had Gemma on just before you, and we were talking about the talent on this team and the internet. Aspect of it is fantastic. The skill level of the various players, and you seem to blend very well. I mean, there's no hogging the ball, or the build up in the back is fantastic. The midfield holds well. You're not looking at those 40 yard passes, which go errant too often. Once in a while, you spring one free, but it's just delightful to watch how the midfield can hold that ball and control the ball and make the play. Just tremendous. I mean, Seeger, Bach, yourself, tremendous midfield.
Thank you. I appreciate that a lot.
Yeah. So I know that you've got some great games coming up, and of course we're looking forward when Abby gets here because she's a Rochester gal, and we did, when she was playing amateur still in high school, she was playing against All-American players, and she was still holding her own then, so she's a skilled veteran who's going to give you midfielders a lot of hard work.
Yes, and I know a lot about that since playing with her last year.
Oh, sure you did, yeah.
She's a great player. She's a great player on and off the field.
Yeah, she's really a hard-nosed, and she goes right at it. She goes right at it. Well, Joe, you know, You're still volunteering to be a trainer for free?
I'm ready anytime that if the call comes, I'm right there. But anyway, playing in Rochester, and making the trip come to Rochester, does it have any effect on your guys' game at all? Or?
No, I don't think so. Obviously, it is a long commute. It's about an hour and 15 minutes, but I actually think it's kind of cool because we are able to bond before the game. We all get in the car. We talk about the game. We're having fun. We get there. It is a little draining. It is a little draining, but I think overall we make the best of it.
Well, it's a great thing to have you guys in Rochester, and we hope that as time goes by, we're going to be able to draw more people and make the place a beautiful place for you guys to play soccer in. And certainly you guys are doing a tremendous job with the caliber players that you're playing. It's amazing. I love it. You guys don't take no guys. You don't do anything like this. You go down and you get up. And that's contrary to the men's game nowadays.
Thank you, I appreciate that. We're all very thankful for how many supporters we've had and how many we've continued to come out to the game. Definitely.
Well, just this dinner is sold out, and more people have been trying to get into it. But it's really a delight having you here. And I think the more the fans in Monroe County get to know you, ladies, I think it'll help with the attendance. And I think that just the games I've seen, it's really. You're missing something if you don't watch these games, if you're a sports fan, because the 45 minutes just seems to buzz right by. Everything is positive. It's good play. Somebody officiating might be a little bit meager.
We could agree with that.
Of the places you played before coming with the flesh, how do you compare Rochester now?
The area or the actual team?
The area, the cities.
The area. I think the city is really nice. I think that what makes it so nice is the soccer fans. I mean, I've never had such a following like this. Like this welcome dinner with so many people showing up, that means a lot to us.
Very good.
Is she in this group going up there? Has to be there?
I don't think so. I hope not.
All right. Well, listen. Go ahead, Joe.
Thank you very much. And I know that you probably got to go up because they're introducing the players right now.
Okay.
So we'll have you back during the season. Thank you so much.
Okay,
and
thank
Beverly,
you so much
thank
for
you for
having
us
me.
Coming up. It's
thank
great.
You for
You're
having
a great
me.
Player.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, Charlie, you and I are going to be here, and we're going to continue doing the show. And we hope in the next we're going to be able to get Marco. So, What do you think so far, Charlie?
Well, Joe, I'm impressed with the ownership, the management of this team. They really are carrying this out on a very fine professional level. I think the girls, the players, are just very delightful and interesting to talk to, and I'm very impressed with their maturity. And I look forward to talking to a few more of them. But it's really just tonight. This party is. Just fantastic. Everybody who came in received a ball, a replica ball. It's really first class. This operation is first class all the way.
Well, Charlie, they're introducing the players right now, so we're going to have to wait a little bit. So why don't we just go to commercial and we'll be right back.
All right, that'd be a good idea. We'll be back. You know where we are, folks.
Hi, this is Becky Edwards, and you're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. National Team, Pelé. Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notch monogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Couche, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu.
menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at Salvatores.com and our hotline, 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatores.com.
The Rochester Rhinos are ready for action in their 16th season. The Rhinos' next home match is Saturday, May 14th at 7 p.m. against Barracuda FC. 2011 Rhinos season tickets can be purchased at the Salem Stadium box office or by calling the Rhinos at 454-KICK. Single game tickets and group sale discounts are available. Get the complete 2011 schedule by visiting the Rhinos website at rhinosoccer.com. Be at the heart of the Rhinos action at Salem Stadium all season long.
Hello, I'm Dr. Frank Grayson of Grayson Chiropractic in Brighton with a message to fans and athletes. At Grayson, our focus is to evaluate, recommend, and treat pain and discomfort caused by strenuous training and competition. Emergencies are seen right away at Grayson, and we accept most insurance plans. When you're in pain and need care, call me, Dr. Frank Grayson, chiropractor, at 271-6080. We work hard to make you feel better.
For essentials like toothpaste or toilet paper, you buy in bulk. It's easier and cheaper. The same is true with insurance from Allstate. Save big when you combine your car insurance with home insurance, boat, motorcycle, ATV, or even another car. Buy in bulk, save in bulk. Are you in good hands?
Start saving today. Call Fairport Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo first at 244-2130. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
New Way Auto Parts, your locally owned and operated full-service auto parts store, has serviced Rochester area consumers for over 50 years. New Way stocks a full line of AC Delco and Motorcraft parts, along with Wix filters, Monroe shocks and struts, Walker exhausts, and Timken bearings. Six locations in the Rochester area, including in the city, Irondequoit, Greece, Gates, Henrietta, and Farmington. Go to HahnAuto.com or the Frontier pages for more information, addresses, and phone numbers. That's HAHNAuto.com for New Way Auto Parts.
Watch the sparks fly as Rochester enters the highest level of women's professional soccer in the world with the Western New York Flash. Starring five-time FIFA Player of the Year, Marta. Ball Girl Opportunities, Season, and Group Ticket Specials online at WNYFlash.com. Strike it big with Marta and the Flash. Get struck.
Come see the Flash at Salem Stadium this Friday at 7:30 against the Boston Breakers. The Western New York Flash, experience the best.
Soccer is a kick in the grass.
And we're right back with Soccer Kick in the Grass. And we have the Italian American Sports Club honoring the Flash, the Western New York Flash. And not only is it a sold-out crowd, but there's such a euphoria over here. And the best thing about it is that there are so many young girls that have attended this event that is very conducive to bringing more people on the field, like we hope. And we have with us the coach and the general manager of the Flash. And welcome to Soccer Kick in the Grass, coach.
Well, we have Coach Aaron Lyons, and we have general manager Henrik Armbarchian. I'll get through it. You know,
very
I stumbled impressive. Through that.
How'd you but, talk after that one?
It's really fun because there's long history and tradition of soccer in this community, and you gentlemen and Mr. Salen have made a very important footprint. You really have. And I've been impressed with the skill and the talent that you two gentlemen put together with Joe Salen. It's fantastic. So I don't know where to start, but with you, Henrik, or with you, Aaron. But congratulations on a great start. It's a beautiful organization you put together on the field. The build-up from the back is spectacular. The possession of the ball, not wasting the passes. I'm really impressed, and I'm an old stud, you know.
Yeah. Well, from my standpoint, I can say, in terms of our head coach, that's where he comes in. That's what I hear around the league. He's done a great job of not only putting the team together, but also getting them to execute his game plan and the way he wants the game to be played. And, you know, I think that's very important when the game is played the way it's supposed to be played, the pretty game, the beautiful game, not the kick game. And that's what people appreciate, and that's what we have right now in the field.
Well, Aaron, I'll tell you, the general manager is giving you a lot of plaudits here.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
Well, you know,
that.
I'm honestly speaking,
the reality is that the place playing the beautiful game. The reality of the thing is that you know, you got game possession, you know, you don't kick the ball too far out, you're playing the game the way it should be played. The thing, you know, I always said there is two different kind of players, those who kick the ball and those who make love to the ball.
That's
what I see in your team, Aaron.
I'd like to think that we've got the second version there, the ones that make love with the ball. It's definitely been challenging bringing these players together, and also exciting. There's so much talent and so much depth on this roster, and it's about bringing them together, not only just having that talent training, but having them learn to get to know each other, to bond as a team on and off the field, and then to be able to produce on it. And we've got a very good chemistry within the girls. They live together in apartments in Buffalo. They share an apartment in twos. But that off the field bonding has now brought it to a different level on the field, and along with all their talent that they have. So we're excited. We play an attacking minded game. I want to play pretty soccer, entertaining soccer, and if we can learn to do that and keep the ball out of the back of our own net, then that's where we want to be.
Well, I got to say, Hendrick, you'll love this. When we were in the North American Soccer League, and I was chairman of the board of the Lancers, in the early years when we were out of the American Soccer League into the North American Soccer League, we were down there in early days before the Cosmos got Pelé and Canalia and Beckenbauer, and Clive Toy and I are sitting there, and of course Clive is vice president of the Cosmos, vice president of Warner, and we're watching the teams play between the 235s, and we're the opposing heads of both, and we're going, the coaches are killing us. Both of us. It was the most boring game because they wouldn't use the fullbacks. They wouldn't shoot the fullback. Right. They were using the long ball. And it was not attacking soccer. And I said, in order to put people in the seats, you've got to play attacking soccer. You can't bore them. I fought with this little Italian here who still thinks they still should use the steel wall, the catenaccio. I said, that's gone, Joe. That's the 30s and 40s. You got to play the game to attack. And that, a score can be 1-0, still be a beautiful game if there's a great defensive lineup.
Sure.
So, guys, you've done it. You put together a very entertaining but yet aggressive type of team.
We appreciate that coming from you. Your experience, you've been around since, like you said, since the NASL days. Yeah. And when we hear people like you complimenting the product, we appreciate it. And that was the idea from the beginning. I know Aaron, I came and watched him play with Rhinos there. And I know he was an attacking style player. He's a finesse player, but very skilled. And that's the reason why he's traveled around the world, because of his skill and because people noticed that about him. And I knew that he would try to implement that with his own team, and it's been great with the kind of players that he's brought in.
He was and he is a great player, so I always liked him.
Yeah. And I think once that the local fans get to know these players, I mean, they've got to know them. When we were playing against Canalia and Beckenbauer and the Pelé and all that, but they loved our guys, Stojanovic and Peter Short, and
we've got some wonderful personalities on this team.
And they just got to get to know them. It's got to be the fans. Once they do, believe me, you're going to pack that stadium, Hendrick. I believe it. But there's got to be more local exposure, I think. I don't mean to be critical. I'm all for that in a positive way.
Yeah,
once they get to meet some of these young ladies, we've had the privilege of meeting tonight, some of them.
Absolutely.
It's just fantastic, Coach.
That's, we're at a wonderful event here this evening. There are over 250 people here.
They're able to come in, talk to
the players, that's what it's about. Yeah. It's about seeing these young kids here with Western New York Flash t-shirts on, able to touch and talk to their stars. As part of the reason we play after our home games, we let people on the field. They're able to go right up to the players, ask them questions, get them to sign things.
And look what's happening
what
over there. You got all these girls lined up for Marta.
Fantastic. Yeah, they're crowding. They're crowding Marta. And like Aaron said, that's why we let them on the field.
Yeah, exactly.
Great idea, guys.
Thank you very much, guys.
Pleasure. Thank you very much.
Yeah, we're going to get her before everybody else
talks.
Let's
talk later. Love
us.
To talk to you. Yeah.
Thanks for having us.
Hey, Coach,
you're about to talk to.
Congratulations. And I tell you, you're going to do 10,000 plus when the AB comes here. I'm telling you right now.
How many players
did you lose?
How many players went to that national team?
We will be missing, for this weekend, we'll be missing 7 or 8 players. They're in preparation for the World Cup, and that's an important phase for them. you know, as they prepare for, you know, what is, I think, their last test leading into the World Cup.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, guys. Thanks a million. Okay, folks, we're still on live, and we're about to change seats here. We got new people coming in. With us is an old friend of ours who's going to interpret for us, because we have the lovely and beautiful Marta here. But with us is an old Lancer who played from Brazil, Mauro Felipe. Mauro, welcome. Who's this beautiful lady you have with you?
Here, I want to introduce Marta, the best soccer player in the whole world.
Okay. Thank you. Marta, thank you very much. I know you understand English a little bit, so I want to welcome
you
to Soccer Kick in the Grass.
Ele quer te receber aqui nesse programa que chama Um Chute na Grama.
Um Chute na Grama.
Yeah. Ok. Obrigado pelo espaço para falarmos pouco do futebol.
She said that she's glad that she's here to talk about soccer.
Well, very, you know, we've seen you play on the field. And you know, you're one of the best players in the world, but you are so gracious to be here with us. And your play on the field is superb.
Ele falou que você é a melhor jogadora do mundo, mas você é uma pessoa muito simples e o povo aqui de Rochester gosta muito de você.
Ah, obrigado. Espero que cada vez mais a gente possa ter esses encontros, né, para que as pessoas possam conhecer pouco também da atleta fora de campo também.
Yeah, she said that she's very happy to be in Rochester, and she likes the people in Rochester, and she always is going to show good soccer.
Well, Joe, we want to tell Marta that in the years past, the Lancers were here. We played against Pelé many, many times, and the great captain of the Brazilian national team, who's a great defender, Carlos.
Carlos Alberto.
Carlos Alberto, who's a dear friend of mine. Yeah. And she is in the same category as Pelé and Carlos Alberto and the other great Brazilian players who played here against the Lancers, including you, Mauro. You got to tell her that.
Yeah. Ele falou que ele... Já tiveram muitos jogadores aqui que jogaram no estádio aqui, o Pelé, o Carlos Alberto, incluindo eu, que joguei contra todos eles, mas nunca vi uma pessoa igual a você que joga tão bem.
Ah, eu agradeço pelo elogio e espero também poder ter o mesmo sucesso que os outros brasileiros já fizeram aqui.
She said that she wants to make the name of the Brazilian soccer player way up there in the sky, like the other ones did before.
Yeah, but Marta played here with the Brazilian national team several years ago, too.
Yeah. Você jogou aqui com a seleção brasileira antes, em Rochester? Você já jogou antes?
Eu não me lembro de ter jogado. Eu acho que não.
She doesn't remember.
Oh, but she did. I remember.
Okay. I remember que você jogou aqui.
Okay.
They play Mexico, I think.
Yeah. They play Mexico.
I saw that game.
Yeah. Excellent play.
Vocês jogaram contra o México.
Aqui.
Here. Yeah, but not in this stadium, in the old baseball stadium. Yeah. That's where.
Foi no estádio antigo que tinha aqui. Não nesse estádio novo que nós temos.
Okay.
All right.
You know, what I want to ask her is that she played in many teams in the United States so far.
Yeah.
And all the teams kind of went defunct, but now she's playing with a team that has financial and how she sees this organization versus the other.
Ele falou que você já jogou para muito time aqui nos Estados Unidos e que todos eles faleceram, que acabaram com o time. O que você pensa desse time de Rochester agora, desse time?
Ah, o time tem uma organização muito boa, uma estrutura muito boa e a gente espera que possa permanecer por muitos anos, né, para que possa dar também oportunidades para as novas gerações que também nascerão aqui e internacionais também.
She said she loves this new organization and she thinks about the future of the little kids that they're going to be playing for this team, and she wants to be here a long time. Very good.
Well, tell her we'd like to have her here a long time, too.
Okay, I understand. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. But I just, you must tell Marta that her passing is superb. It's absolutely superb.
Ele falou que os seus passes é uma coisa mais bonita do mundo. Que...
Eu fico até sem jeito quando, com tantos elogios.
I said, I'm very bashful.
You know what I saw on the field playing over here in at the field, her ball control, and but above all the speed. For being such small woman, she's got such terrific speed and such tenacity. Forward, defense, midfield.
Ele falou que nunca viu uma pessoa jogar igual você. Você é muito rápida, tem muito para fazer o drible, faz muito bem e você joga muito bem, mesmo que o povo de Rochester nunca viu uma pessoa igual você.
É que eu nunca estou satisfeita, então estou sempre querendo mais e mais.
She said she always tried to be better every game. She tried to do something different.
Well, tell her it is a beautiful game because of her.
Ele falou que é jogo muito bonito por causa de você.
Ah, thank you. Mas temos uma boa equipe, grandes jogadoras também que facilitam o meu trabalho. Então.
She said we have a real good team and I have a good teammates. They feed me all the time a good pass, so I can do my magic.
And she does it. She does magic. It's beautiful.
Magic, I come to my.
Molto bello.
Before you go, if you step back here, he's going to take our picture.
Okay.
With you guys right here.
Right. We're taking a picture now. You can't see this on radio, but Marta, thank you very much. Gracias.
Muito
obrigado. Muito obrigado por ter nessa entrevista.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Muito obrigado.
All right, folks, we're going to have a picture with Mauro and Marta. It's kind of fun. But, Jill, this has been exciting. She's a very charming lady. And once the fans get to know Marta, I think it's going to be fantastic. We're still live, I hope. Bob, are you with us?
Like, get up.
Yeah. Well, I'll just sit. I'll sit.
Picture taking time right now.
All right.
So here we are.
We're posing for a picture with Marta, but we're having a lot of fun here, folks. I wish you could be here. It's just a great night, and it's been a lot of fun. Okay.
Well, go, Charlie, folks. Here we are. We're almost approaching the end of the program, and we got three more minutes. So we're gonna talk a little bit more about this event, Charlie. And,
yeah, we will, and it's gonna be a lot of fun. We folks, it's been really contagious here because there are so many people and they're so excited. There are a lot of youngsters here, and they're thrilled by it all. We've got even we're videotaping this with Mike. Video Mike is with us, Mike Ordway, and he's a lot of fun. He's always been great. Kids are out. The girls are outside as they are waiting to be served food, and they're playing with their balls. Everybody here got a ball.
A mini ball. Yeah,
a mini ball. All autographed by the Flash. And it's kind of, they're doing the right thing, Joe. They really are.
Let me tell you, Charlie, it's, you know, first and foremost, we got to compliment Bruni Iacovenza for putting up this event. And then, of course, the Italian American Sports Club for doing such a fantastic job to accommodate over 250 people here tonight, stand room only. And, we have a very short time to go. And, so, Charlie, let's talk.
Well, I'll tell you, Joe, it is a new start for soccer. It's a rebirth of soccer here, especially women's soccer, and I just can't wait for the next game. And fans, you ought to get out there and support this team. I'm very, very proud to be able to do this show with you, Joe, and you've done a good job carrying it on ever since I retired, but every once in a while you can resurrect me.
Thank you very much, Charlie.
Oh, come on board.
This is Joe Suviani and Charlie Shano calling a day for tonight from the Italian American Sports Club. We'll be right back next Monday over here at the Italian American Sports Club to honor the Ravens, Doug Miller Ravens over here at the Italian American Sports Club. Be sure you purchase your ticket, but above all, be sure you go see the Ravens on Friday and the Rhino and the Rhino in their next game.
Absolutely.
So, from the Italian American Sports Club, good night, everyone.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Top Notch Monogramming Northfield Commons Pittsburgh and brought to you by the following sponsors, the Rochester Rhinos and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, The Soccer Shack, Dr. Frank Grayson Chiropractor, Faber Homes, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, New Way Auto Parts, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park, presented by Kodak. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.